Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Blessings. This is Susan Reed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition and author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. You know that I read and subscribe to over 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to those edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information for you, so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year, 2024, we're exploring a dozen herbs that affect sleep and dreams, hypnotics, soporific sedatives, and mind-altering plants beckon, promise repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep problems and the untold millions who are interested in their dreams. Get comfortable, settle down, close your eyes, and let's see what's in the news. Then we'll talk about one of the all-time favorite herbs for sleep, Humulus lupulus, the wolf of the earth. Did you know that antibiotics can lead to unintended pregnancies? Yes, indeed. You know, all of these books say, oh, well, you should be really careful about these herbs because they could increase the liver's ability to get rid of things like birth control pills. Well, it turns out that herbs don't do that very well, but antibiotics do it very well indeed. So if you don't want to get pregnant and you're taking antibiotics and birth control pills, something else in addition. Good plan. Acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, is a popular remedy, but it blunts your emotional response, especially empathy, joy, and resilience. It actually reduces activation in brain areas that are involved in emotional awareness. It affects risk perception. If you take acetaminophen and then drive a car, you might be making judgments that are riskier than normal. Okay, a little known side effect of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Thank goodness we have lots and lots of herbs that help to relieve pain. Should you take supplements to help you sleep? Dr. Suzanne Bertisch, clinical director at Behavioral Sleep Medicine at Harvard-affiliated Brigham and Women's Hospital, says, overall, there are a lot better ways to improve your sleep quality than by taking any kind of supplement at all. What kinds of things does she look at? She looks at CBD, and she says, you know, the truth of the matter is CBD really may improve sleep. I think what she doesn't quite understand, she certainly doesn't talk about it, is that there are different kinds of CBD, just as there are different kinds of THC. And the lag time between when you take it and when it actually makes you go to sleep varies from person to person. I know if I take some high CBD ghee, which my son-in-law makes, then I want to do it about 4 hours before I want to go to sleep, because my lag time, other people have shorter or longer lag times. It's very important when you're using CBD to help with sleep. How about melatonin? And she correctly calls it synthetic melatonin. Not effective, she says. Yeah, it helps with jet lag, but does nothing for you sleep. How about valerian? Valerian is the most well-studied supplement for sleep, but evidence to back it up for this purpose is kind of weak. Well, we've already talked about valerian, and you know why the evidence is weak. Because they're using dried powdered root instead of active forms. And then chamomile, which we've also talked about. People have been using chamomile to promote better sleep for ages, but there aren't any studies supporting its use, says Dr. Pertish. This, of course, is one of the difficulties when we rely only on science or believe that only science has the answers. We lose then what some people like to call the magic or the mystery of the herbs. There's a book out. I haven't had a chance to read it, but several of my students have recommended it to me. It's called The Light Eaters: How the Unseen World of Plant Intelligence Offers a New Understanding of Life on Earth by Zoe Schlanger. For a species entirely dependent on plants for food, for oxygen, and in fact for a livable planet, we give plants very little respect, says David George Haskell in Scientific American. But Zoe Schlanger's stunning book makes clear plants shouldn't merely be credited with making all animal life possible. Plants also are conscious. I'll be right back to talk about a conscious and perhaps conscious-altering plant.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Certainly, I didn't have any problem of any kind finding lots and lots and lots of information about hops. My problem then became, how am I going to present all of this information about this plant, which people have used for thousands upon thousands of years, especially in the brewing of beer. Well, since I'm more interested in the medicine, we're going to do medicine first and then beer afterwards. And I like to do things by timelines. That gives me a sense of things. So let's start with what was considered the physician's desk reference in 1899, Salter and Lloyd's Pharmacopoeia, Humulus, the strobiles of Humulus, Lupulus, in the family Cannabinaceae, in the natural order, Urticaceae. Got a name? Hops. Boiling water takes up the virtues of hops. However, they are impaired by long-continued heat. A better solvent than just water is diluted alcohol. The bitter principle thus obtained is an amorphous, water-soluble mass. Hops has three different types of resins. And as we see nowadays, they are usually divided into two classes of bitters, alpha bitters and beta bitters. Hops are tonic, hypnotic, febrifuge, antilytic, and cell mintic. Hops help to increase our resilience. That's what we mean by tonic. Hops help us go to sleep. That's what we mean by hypnotic. Hops can make us get rid of a fever. That's what we mean by febrifuge, fuge, to go away. Hops can help break up stones. Lysic is stone, anti-lysic, stone breaker, especially gallstones. And Ansel Mentic helps to get rid of worms. The tonic and Ansel Mentic properties probably depend upon the bitterness. They are not the strongest part of this. However, hops does correct lysic acid deposits. Hops is primarily used for the sedative and hypnotic action, producing a sound sleep, removing restlessness, and abating pain. A pillow stuffed with hops has long been a popular remedy for procuring sleep and to allay the morbid excitement and vigilance which keeps some people awake at night. Often combined with boneset and other bitter herbs, especially in the case of pneumonia, pleurisy, gastritis, and enteritis. An ointment made by boiling the hops with lard is effective against eczema, ulcers, and painful tumors. Lupulin exerts a more certain influence than the hops, preferred for internal use, especially as the dose is much less bulky. And not only lupulin, but ale and beer are also herbal remedies, especially in cases of debility. So, there I said I was going to talk about beer second, and medicine first. And what have we found out? By going to the oldest book, we found out that the beer is actually considered the medicine. I was a very young mom nursing a baby in New York City. Sometimes I would sit on a park bench and nurse my daughter. I had a shawl that I could pull around us, but women often knew what I was doing. A couple of cops did too, and told me to move on, that I was indecent. And I looked at them and said, "You can't see any more of me than I can see of you," staring straight at their crotch. And they usually got uncomfortable and moved on instead of making me move on. But the story I want to recount is one day when a much older woman sat down next to me on the park bench. And for a while, she just sat there, and we sat in that companionable silence of strangers where you're not required or to say anything or anything is needed. And then she turned to me, And she said, if you ever have a problem with your milk, drink beer. I thought, what good advice. This is from the Commission E reports. And Commission E is the German agency, which is used all through Europe, which decides on the uses, the efficacy, and the safety of herbs. This monograph on hops is from 1990, so 90 years after what I just read you. Hops consists of the female inflorescence. It is bitter and harsh, with a characteristic odor that is strongly spicy. Hops grains, that's what was referred to before as lupulin, hops grains are the glandular trichomes obtained from the hops by seizing. They form a greenish-yellow to orange-yellow sticky powder. At my Zoom meeting with my far-flung students and, oh, there were students in Hawaii and Australia and Holland and often from Italy, so really all over, I ask about anyone using hops, and one person said, yes, the hops hashish. And it took me a moment to kind of get it, but yeah, that's what the hashish is made from. In cannabis, the sister plant, the hops, the trichomes, we call it the pollen, but it's not. It's not actually the pollen because it's the male that makes the pollen, and this is the female. So in the same way that the hash is much denser than the cannabis, so the lupulin is much denser than the hops. Commission E says hops is to be used as a sedative, especially in the form of an extract combined with other sedative drugs. Now, in this instance, they actually mean herbs because they refer to herbs as drugs, but hops, in my experience, is very safe to use with other sedatives, whether they be actual drugs or herb drugs, especially to relieve restlessness, hyperexcitability, nervous insomnia, and stress. During storage, auto-oxidation of the humulone and lupulone splits off a C5 alcohol to methyl butane to OL, which accumulates in the hops. After 2 years of storage, it was present to the extent of 0.15%, which is actually quite a bit. This has proven to be the sedative activity. This is fascinating to me because you will find many authors who say, oh, the hops has to be fresh or there's no medicinal effect. And yet, here, 30 years ago, they had done a scientific study to say, oh, actually, this one particular principle, because of oxidation, is increased. Hops tea is made by pouring boiling water over half a gram of the drug. Cover the teacup and let stand for 10 to 15 minutes. Dry extracts of hops grains are sleep-inducing and sedative and can be found in many forms. One of my students took the hops and boiled it in a simple syrup, half water, half sugar, or half honey, whichever you like, and made a hops syrup, which she takes for getting to sleep. And one of the other students said that he doesn't do that himself, but he buys hops candy, which is basically the same thing. Hops extracted into sugar water and then sucked on. It acts fast. CBD may take hours to have effect. Hops can have effect within 5 to 10 minutes. I have actually seen people who told me that they're total insomniacs, can't sleep at all, asleep, with their head cuddle on their arms on the kitchen table with half a cup of hops tea cooling beside them. Hops works fast. About 70 prepared sedative remedies are currently for sale in Germany, all of which contain hops. Contraindications, says Commission E, none. Side effects, says Commission E, none. Interactions, says Commission E, none. Note, combinations with other sedative drugs are advantageous. Calming, sleep-inducing are its indications. All right, and I told you that I had the, wasn't called a PDR then, but it was amounted to the PDR from 1899. Well, in 1999, when the PDR of herbs came out the first in a century, who could resist it? Not me. So let's see what we hear about hops 100 years later. The medicinal part of hops is the glandular hairs separated from the infructescence, or the whole dried female flowers, or fresh cones, preferably with few seeds collected before the seeds ripen, or the fresh female inflorescence. How subtle, how discreet. It is in these ways that the herbalist takes a plant and doesn't think of it as hops makes you sleep. It begins to get subtle and specific so that we can really understand what part of what plant, harvested when and prepared in what way, is going to give us the effect that we most want.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
To me about hops is that the plant is a perennial. I think I mentioned this just before, that even though it's related to cannabis, which is strictly an annual, that hops is perennial. The vines that grow out of the hops root, however, are annual. So when you plant a hops vine, you plant a root. Usually a root shoot from another hops plant, because the roots do shoot out in all directions. And that way you know you're getting exactly the same hops. It's very rare that anyone plants hops seeds, although of course it could be done. First year after you plant your hops roots, not much is going to happen. The second year, not much is going to happen. By the third year, that thing is growing so fast. We used to have contests with the apprentices. Who could guess when my hops vine would reach the top of my roof? And they were all shocked at how fast it grew. One of my students last night, who lives in one of the major hops growing areas in the United States, Washington State, said that her hops this year was growing 8 inches a day. The cultivated hops can actually get to be 10 to 12 feet long in 1 year, and that whole vine, which twists around supports like a helix in a clockwise direction, dies at the end of the year. The root goes on extremely frost-hardy, grows well up into the coldest areas, and every spring out come wonderful hops shoots. I actually sent a picture of hops shoots to Healthy Life. I don't know if they'll be able to post it, but hops shoots were actually used as a vegetable when hops was not used for brewing beer. When we get into beer, we will find that hops in beer is actually a new thing. And the older thing was to use herbs, other herbs, shall we say, in your beer rather than hops. Hops contains acetylfluoroglucanols, alpha bitter acids, including humulone, cohumulone, adhumulone, and others, beta bitter acids, including, among others, lupulone, colupulone, adlupulone. Volatile oils, a very complex makeup of volatile oils, including myrcene, humulene, caryophyllene, and the 2-methyl-BUT3-ENOL following storage. Resins, which are oxidation products, phenolic acids, ferulic acid, caffeic acid, chlorogenic acid, tannins, proanthocyanidins, flavonoids, xanthone, lots of fascinating, interesting things, and quite possibly some estrogenic phytosterols as well. Hard to get a take on that. Some places that list constituents include that, some don't. Hops, the drug, oh yes indeed, we're in a PDR, the drug, is sedative and therefore has sleep-inducing effects. In animal experiments, the 2-methyl-3-BUT2-OL caused a long and deep narcotic sleep after a brief period of excitation. In other words, what they're saying is that even if your hops is old and has been stored for a long while, it will still put you to sleep, even though probably not quite as fast. woman who grows in the hop and who lives in the hop growing area told us a story which she believes is true, that there are big, 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 huge bags of hops, and a woman has to jump up and down in the bag of hops to pack them, because hops are very fluffy, and that she always falls asleep in the bag, and there have to be people standing by to rescue her, lest she drowned in the hops. Hops bitter acids are antibacterial and antimycotic. They have a strong spasmolytic effect on the smooth muscle of the intestinal tract. In other words, they relieve spasms and pain in the intestines. An estrogenic principle is considered plausible. Thank you very much. Approved by Commission E for nervousness and insomnia, which indeed we just read. Homeopathic uses. Nervousness and insomnia. Is this a swim place where homeopaths and herbalists are using the plant exactly the same? Hops is often found in combination with other sedatives. Use the tincture or boil water over the hops and let it draw for 8 to 10 minutes. For most indications, a single dose is the correct amount. Jay, I have to stop because I forgot to push my timer. Let's see what 300 Herbs has to say about hops. Humulus lupulus is cooling, a bitter, tonic, sedative, nervine, an aphrodisiac, and an estrogenic source. An aphrodisiac means that it makes you not want to do it. Hops can be used to help those with insomnia, obsessive sex drive, premature ejaculation, nervous irritability, wakefulness, deranged cerebral conditions, fear of impotence, earache and toothache, heated poultice topically, cerebral hyperanemia, vasodilative migraine, priapism, irritable bladder, incontinence urinary or seminal, fermentative indigestion, nervous indigestion, impaired digestion, non-obstructive jaundice, mucus, colitis, neuralgia, nervous insomnia. Tincture, 5 to 60 drops, 2 to 3 times a day. Standard infusion, 2 to 3 fluid ounce, 2 or 3 times a day. For insomnia, 6 to 8 fluid ounces, 30 minutes before bed. Thank you so much. And let's see what Peter Holmes has to tell us in the energetics of Western herbs. Hops is bitter, astringent, pungent, cold, and dry. It calms, relaxes, restores, dissolves, and sinks. In the heart, the liver, the stomach, the intestines, the kidneys, the bladder, the skin, the central nervous system. Hops is of the air and warmth. It has effect in the pericardium, which is the area around the heart, kidney and liver meridians. Words to describe hops are tough, industrious, expressive, and charming. Use infusion or tincture. If you use infusion, steep it for a long time, up to half an hour. The fresh, freeze-dried hops works the best, in my estimation, says Peter Holmes. It is one of the foremost remedies for the skin. Be sure to make a salve, a compress, or a poultice of hops. The older the hops flowers are, the more their lupulin content breaks down and oxidizes, resulting in stimulating side effects.
The plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the Pan says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The Spirit of the Pan says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Continuing with Peter Holmes. In hops, he says, two very different properties are combined to create a unique remedy with unique applications, the bitter and the pungent. On the one hand, hops contains bitter resin compounds and the bitter lupulin, which imparts a very bitter taste. Thus, it's used in restoring a classic bitter objective for upper gastric stimulation. It's cooling and detoxifying, draining a fire, takes away the fire from skin inflammation, takes away the fire from infections, takes away the fire from tuberculosis. It is a strong diuretic with renal and therefore global results against general toxemia. Deficient yin conditions specifically benefit from the use of hops. It comes well up to par with Chinese medicines such as Wang Jin and Radix Scutellaria. On the other hand, hops' abundance of pungent, volatile oils, aromatic and soporific, ensure a reliable systemic, relaxant and sedative effect. An all-round releaser of qi constraint, easing nervous tension and the spasms that come from it, easing irritability, pain in virtually every organ system, especially the digestive tract, which benefits the most since the hops has a restoring influence going along with its draining and cooling effect. Like several other cold relaxant herbs, hops can calm overheated sexual problems and restore the urogenital system. The typically Chinese syndrome described as the heart and knees failing to communicate. In treating insomnia, hops works in the same way as acupuncture, strongly and with no side effects. It supports the heart and pacifies the spirit while abating the emptiness inside. Oh my goodness. Hops is a long-lived perennial. Lupulin is procured by beating or rubbing the female flowers and sifting out the grains, which form about 1/7 of the part of hops. This substance is a bitter principle and is used best in an aqueous solution. The strobiles are the cones, or the lupulin is the medicine. Use boiling water or dilute alcohol for tonic, diuretic, nervine, anodyne, hypnotic, anthelmintic, sedative, and febrifuge actions. 10 drops of the fluid extract can be added to a cough syrup, especially if it is a nervous cough. Hops is useful against all venereal disease and skin abnormalities, including itch, ringworm, tetters, and discoloration. It tones up the liver, assists the sluggish gallbladder, and increases the flow of urine. However, its principal action is sedative and hypnotic. It produces sleep, removes restlessness, alleviates pain. It is especially good with chamomile. Lupulin tincture can be used to counter delirium tremens. This is a state that happens if you're withdrawing from alcohol. It's exhaustion and anxiety. It does not disorder the stomach or cause constipation. It is wonderful to give to the mother to ease her after pains. A pillow made of dried hops induces sleep. Use a teaspoonful of flowers to a cupful of boiling water and drink cold. A cupful during the day, a large mouthful at a time. Or take as the tincture 5 to 20 drops. Boil jimson weed, 2 parts hops, 1 part in lard, and apply to the skin. Whoa! Is the Russian name for hops, and it is an expression for people that are slightly drunk. Hops. So many interesting and fascinating uses. Maud Greaves in A Modern Herbal goes on, let's see, she starts on page 411, and she is not done talking about hops until page 415, and this is double-columned, pretty small print. The stem that arises each year from the hops is of a twining nature, reaching a great length, flexible and very tough, angled and very prickly, with a tenacious fiber from which can be made a coarse kind of cloth. But the fibers are so difficult of separation that the stems require to be steeped in water a whole winter. Paper has also been made from this stem, and it produces a very fine brown dye. The beverage that went by the name ale, a word derived from ale, the Viking drink, was brewed from malt alone, or from a mixture of malt, which is malted barley, and honey flavored with heathtops, ground ivy, and other bitter and aromatic herbs like marjoram, wormwood, yarrow, wood sage. That was ale. When hops came into use, it was seen as a wicked weed that spoiled the taste of the drink that it was put in and endangered the person who drank it. Hops transmutes our wholesome into ale into beer. This one ingredient, by some suspected not unworthily, preserves the drink, but replays the pleasure in tormenting diseases and a much shorter life. Not true, of course, at all. But that's what was thought. She goes on to talk at length about hops and growing hops. And then at last she says, oh, yes, and we can use it medicinally, but only the recently dried ones. They should be really green and they should be really fresh. And, oh, no, you do not want any that are sulfured at all. And if you get lupulin commercially, it's going to be really inferior. In fact, she says, and I quote, it consists of the sifted sweepings from the floors of hops kilns. Well, yeah, that's probably where it would be found. Medicinally, it is a tonic, a nerving, a diuretic, and an anodyne with strong soporific effects. It is a wonderful stomachic. It always promotes sleep as an infusion or as a tincture. Used when there is nervousness, hysteria at bedtime to induce sleep, it produces the most soothing effect, procuring sleep after long periods of sleeplessness, especially in overwrought conditions. It is one of the most efficacious vegetable bitters that we have available to us. Great service in fits, neuralgia, nervous disorders, all stomach and liver afflictions. A pillow of warm hops relieves all and brings sleep.
take a correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the Pan says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
The Story of Hops. What the Fuggle Are Hops? By Mark Bowers. Water makes up 90% of beer, followed by about 10% barley. The yeast and the hops? 0.1%. But that 0.1% is vital to the beer. Hops, humulus, comes from the old German word humo or humula, meaning fruit-bearing, and lupulus is the Latin diminutive for little wolf, as the hop plant was thought to be the earth wolf. Hop probably comes from Norwegian hup, meaning a castle, or the Anglo-Saxon word hopan, meaning to climb. Hops is technically a bine, as compared to a vine. Bines twist and twirl around in a helical way. Vines use suckers or tendrils and directly attach to their support. The earliest known written evidence about the use of hops comes from 822 A.D., when it was used in a monastery for brewing. However, how they did that is still a bit of a mystery. It was another 300 years before Hildegard of Bingen provided a detailed explanation of how to use hops. In her text, Physica Sacra, The Physical World, she says that hops are boiled in wort, which is unfermented beer. Boiling it led to efficient extraction of the bitterness plus other flavors, especially spiciness. She suggested an hour to efficiently make and extract the bitterness from the hops. As fires at that time were stoked with wood that had to be gathered, it was not an obvious choice for the early brewers to boil their wort for such a long period of time, and was referred as disruptive. However, before hops were commonly used, most of the beer in Europe was flavored with groot, a mixture of herbs and spices that was kept secret by each town. Hops, of course, has a preservative effect. It not only produces beers that last longer, but it allows the brewer to brew a lower strength of beer that will last longer. You see, the stronger the beer, the longer it lasts. But strong beers are more difficult to make and cost a whole lot more. Not only that, the tax on groot was pretty high, and there wasn't any tax on hops. Now we begin to see how it is that hops replaced groot, despite some people jumping up and down and saying that it was just a horrible idea. In fact, by the 14th century, hops had become the only legal herb that could be put in beer. And it is still true in most of Germany and all of Bavaria today, barley, water, hops, and a little yeast are the only things allowed in the beer. Hops, like most plants, have proliferated into countless different subspecies as they adapt to various environments. As early as 700 years ago, local governments tried to protect their species of hops from being taken away by others. Emperor Charles IV issued a law making the export of hop cuttings from Bohemia a crime punishable by death. In fact, when I was first looking into buying a hops vine, I was told that you had to have a license to grow hops, and you had to pay $1 million for the license. I was staggered at this, and of course, this is a means of controlling what is a somewhat psychoactive substance, but a very important commercial substance, mostly. And as I said, I was visiting an orchardist, and he was the hops vine, which he claimed had just killed his pear tree, humulus lupulus, indeed. And I grabbed that hops vine. My gosh, that must be 20 or 30 or maybe even 40 years ago. And that hops vine every year is still growing right here for me. Hops. The four European hop types are Saaz from the Czech Republic, and from Germany and Bavaria, Hallertau, Tenzlang, and Spalt. There is actually a website out there, Castle Malting, that is delighted to offer you more than 200 varieties of standard and organic hops, which can be delivered to you along with your malt. We want to support you, the beer maker. Beer is a remarkable beverage, a liquid as old as human civilization, made of four simple and inexpensive ingredients. But it doesn't have to be barley. It can be made from any grain in any place. In the Andes in South America, they make beer from corn. Some places, they make it from root vegetables. Sake, it's not wine. It's beer made from fermented rice. Beer isn't just American. It doesn't belong to one culture or one area. It's democratic. It belongs to everybody. Hildegard of Bingen is believed to have written, "Hops are not so useful medicinally. They make the soul of man sad and weigh down his inner organs." Today, however, we're experiencing a hop rush with the introduction of beers that are so bitter they exceed 100 IBUs, the maximum amount of bitter units that the human can detect. It's an extraordinary evolution in the beers. Wow, what has happened? Well, the beer brewers used to want to brew the blandest possible beer because, well, if you want to attract a lot of people, then you want your beer to be bland. Lager is the blandest beer, and it is the most popular beer in the world. However, about 40 years ago, craft brewers started checking out hops. They knew that old world hops have been grown in Europe for about 1.5 million years and are the oldest, most traditional kinds of hops and are called, in fact, noble hops. And they are prized. But American hop varieties reflect a distinctly American spirit. They're intense and very bright, citrusy, and resinous, and have higher concentrations of the alpha acids than the betas. The United States produces about one-third of all of the hops in the world, and of that, 79% is grown in Washington State. Nearly half of all hops varieties grown in Washington are Zeus, Cascade, Columbus Tomahawk, and Sumac. Wow! They are doing some really interesting brewing. And I found an article that said, wow, craft brewing has sold $12 billion this year, and it's estimated that by 2017 it'll sell $18 billion. Well, I looked it up for last year, $30 billion. Oh, My gosh, craft beer. Well, there's a lot more to say about hops, but I'm going to wrap up the show right now at Healthy Life. Thank you for opening your minds, your ears, and your hearts to me and the Wise Woman Way of Healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.